Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome into France and welcome to Rennes, in this very famous place, which is called the Convent of the of Saint Jacobs, where we're going to spend the whole day. I would like to welcome all our participants who have come numerous. I mean, some of you are still traveling because we have strikes. You know, it's the French rentrée, it's the French season, but it's part of the national heritage. Anyway, they will pop up in a while. We have we are coming from all over the European countries, more than 20 countries, and friends that I would like also to welcome, in particular, coming from Africa, Asia, and the United States. You see, we have a very broad vision, but we will concentrate on a very local problem. As you know, we will talk today about the dam removal in general, but then tomorrow we will focus a little bit on more local aspects. And I would also like to welcome you on behalf of the European River Network. I'm presiding. And I would like also to welcome the all our co-workers doing that on a volunteer basis, organizing all those meetings. You know that we already had four important meetings which took place in Europe around the question of dam removal in Spain, in Sweden, in Estonia, and I forget one, I guess. And in England, yes, in Birmingham. Now in Rennes, and there will be a sixth one organized near Munich, and we have people from Munich here present who are going to organize that. So I would like to welcome you on behalf of all the organizations who, together with us, do organize those events, either technical partners or financial partners. I'm going to mention only the more representative ones. The agency Eau Seine Normandie, they will say a few words later on. The French Agency for Biodiversity, which is also financially and technically supporting us. Then we have Dam Removal Europe, which is the structure that we co-funded 3-4 years ago. And the WWF, which is very strongly present with people from Switzerland, Finland, Germany, and the Balkan countries. And then there is also the National Fisher Federation, represented by the Vice President, who will also say a few words later on. I probably forgot some of our sponsors, but you will find them printed out everywhere on the documents. The 3 days we're going to spend together are dedicated to this new way to restore rivers by proceeding to the dam removal. And we know that it's probably and for sure very efficient to restore those rivers. And France has a certain role to play. It started very early, I must say, and you will hear from my presentation later on. But France decided to proceed that way to restore rivers quite a long time ago now. It is an exemplary way. I mean, this event is exemplary on the Sélune River, but it's also leading to controversial positions. Over there on the place of the Sélune River, you will probably meet locals by tomorrow and the day after, people working against us. We have invited them to join in. They have the floor. They will have the floor. Let's say roughly 50-100 people living nearby, and they do not accept our point of view. And maybe some of them are going to demonstrate in a very specific way tomorrow morning. Could be. It could also be that because of this change in our program, we will have to change slightly the agenda. Maybe we will start earlier on, we will start later or elsewhere. Anyway, we will see what will happen tomorrow, the day after. We are in contact with the local prefect, and we will tell you more later on. Now, as you know, we are supported by someone who's going to help out. He is a specialist of caricatures. He comes from Finland. I don't know where he is right now. Maybe he, yes, Seppo. Seppo is already drawing. And Seppo will draw some highlights of our meetings and maybe also portrait some of you during the coffee break or whenever. And I, if I'm not mistaken, you forgot on the plane something? Or you have lost? I mean, the luggage is lost. It's not he who has lost. But he has his pen with him, and this is probably the most important thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, before finishing this introduction, I would like to pay tribute to three people who are particularly active, and I will probably forget but some others, but three people are very important for me. I'm going to start with two people who died, unfortunately. Ulrik Piklusen from the North Atlantic Silent Fund. He is one of the international architects of what has become this big project of this restoration of the Sélune River. And another person passed away, Michel Toury, the president of the local parliament of the water management of La Sélune. He really fought a lot to convince as many people as possible. He did not convince them all. As I mentioned before, we still have some people against it, but for reasons we may hear but not necessarily understand. Michel Toury was really very, very highly committed. He was opening doors, and he was also a member of the regional council of the region. But someone who was very alive, a friend, Jean-Luc Balinière, from the INRA, which is the National Research Center for Agronomy. And as well, you understood that I'm not French, but he is the one who really did a lot over the past 20 years. I mean he's sitting right there, and it's very difficult to, well, not to deal with him, I must say. So we will hear about his recent works. And I'm almost finished. I would like to also introduce those two people from the INRA on one side and the Water Agency on the other side. And they are going to say a few words of welcome. I wish you a very nice symposium without rain, without demonstrations, but with a lot of fun and pleasure. Thank you. Thank you very much, Roberto. Without water and rain, I mean, sorry, but we absolutely need it for the time being, so let's rain. It is an honor for me, on behalf of the INRA, to open up this colloquium on the dam removal. I also do that on behalf of our director, Patrick Terpon, who could not be with us today. He is the boss of the INRA Research Center for Brittany and Normandy. What is INRA? INRA is one of the biggest research institutes in the world and Europe for agronomic purposes, agronomic science, agroecology. And in a more general way, sciences of environment. By the way, this is going to be reinforced in the very near future by the merging of two major institutes, INRA and IRSTEA, on the other side. It's going to become INRAE and will really take strong positions as regards environmental questions and the water in particular. Now, Rennes, this is really the headquarters of the Center Bretagne Normandie, as I said before, and the Céline River that you're going to talk about for 3 days is really at the crossroads of all those regions, Brittany and Normandy, very strongly agricultural fields, etc. And we have been invested for more than 30 years on working on really dedicated and working on fish migration, fish and quality of water. We have been on the affluent of the Céline, Loire. We have been working with the Biodiversity Agency, and we have started a program for the follow-up of the environmental development. We have set up an observatory for migrating fish, and here we look at the biodiversity and ecological continuity. Now, at the moment where we heard about the removal of those dams, we discovered that we are the best located to become your partners. The main objective being to deliver scientific explanation, the scientific explanation that goes along with this activity of dam removal. It is a unique project in Europe. Maybe you heard about it already. We have roughly 100 scientists who relate on the field at the Céline to really to look at many aspects of this ecosystems, and it has become for the INRA Center one of the major programs. It is a very strong program also to express the policy that we and the ideas we would like to convey. We work together with OSUR, which is the Observatory for Ecology in Rennes, and they help us a lot. And then finally, I would like also to say that the agency, Water Agency, Seine Normandie, since 2012, really supported us for this very long-lasting research. We have a first assessment which was made of the way the Céline River functions before the dam removal, and it would not have been possible to proceed to that without the support of this water agency. Now we know exactly what is going to happen in the coming years, what kind of renovation mechanisms have been triggered, and we will lead the future, hopefully, with this or thanks to this project. Thank you very much. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Water Agency Seine Normandie, I would like to welcome you to this symposium. Indeed, we do finance research programs, and in particular the one on the Céline River. Everything started in 2009 when Mrs. Chantal Joanneau, Minister of Ecology, decided not to renew the administrative authorizations for the dams. Jean-Luc Borloo at that time and Mrs. Joanneau handed over to the prefect of the Manche department to take care of the renaturation, the restoration of this region. Now, to do that successfully, we had decided to start with a zero assessment of this whole river to proceed then to the development. Now, thanks to this program of the Water Agency and research programs, which were financed since 2012, we investigated the hydro system, the catchment area, which really helped to design the major functioning of this river. And then since 2012, the program started to be a little bit more structured around four themes: the river dynamic, the landscape, and social and geographical aspects. Since 2018, a convention has been signed between the state and the Agency for Biodiversity, INRA, but also EDF, which is the electricity provider, the fishery associations, etc. A convention has been signed to make sure that all those research programs would function well and to also have a rigorous follow-up. We have and this program is going to be prolonged till 2027. It is important to talk about that as regards our experience, but also to compare with other experiences. We have a steering committee with different partners to get coordinated on the ongoing research programs. And then we also have a scientific committee, which is presided by this gentleman over there. And you may talk with him about that. This is for the management. And we also lean on a coordination unit, which is presided by my colleague here. Now, since 2012, the scientific program represents 9 million euros fund for research programs, and the Water Agency financed 4 out of those 9. The programs are supposed to go to 2022, and we will go on working, as I said before, till 27 after the full restoration. But we already are very happy to communicate on the first results. I wish you a very nice Congress.